Now I can go home. The one thing I want to point out about the Arizona program is that makes it very unique is they did pull in their state coalition, and it is a huge part of their program. And you know, it's one way to skin this cat, and we're going to look at different ways. There's 14 states that are working on this program. I'm sure any of them would be willing to talk to you about what they've got going in their state. This is a really fantastic opportunity for us. Our next speaker is from North Dakota. As I stated at the beginning, North Dakota started a billing program before it was actually cool. Molly Sander is our speaker today. She's got an MPH from North Dakota. She's the immunization program manager from North Dakota, and she's got a master's degree from the University of Massachusetts and her bachelor's degree from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. My presentation today is titled Lessons Learned Billing Insurance at Local Public Health Units in North Dakota, but it should probably be Lessons Learned So Far, because I feel like every week we learn something new about billing and insurance that I didn't already know. Just to kind of talk a little bit about North Dakota, we're a small populated state with only about 650,000 people. Almost 6% of the population is American Indian. 33% are VFC eligible, but it's a large state area-wise, so there are only 9.3 people per square mile in North Dakota, which means there's a lot of lack of access to health care, which is why it's so important for the local public health units to be able to bill insurance. This is just kind of a picture showing you how local public health is organized in North Dakota. There are 28 autonomous local public health units, and let me say that they're autonomous, completely autonomous. They're not under the state. They don't have to do anything the state tells them to. They kind of work on their own a lot of the time. And there is one in every county in North Dakota. Some of them are city-county health units or single-county health units. Others are multi-county districts. And in 2010, they administered almost 51,000 doses to children 18 and younger, and that's excluding H1N1. And 62% of those doses were administered to children who had health insurance that covered vaccines. So just to kind of give you the background as to why we started billing insurance in North Dakota, as of January 1st, 2008, North Dakota became a VFC-only state. Prior to that, we were a universal state, so a combination of federal funds and state funds, we were able to supply all vaccines for all children, including those with insurance. So there was no real need to bill insurance in North Dakota prior to 2008. But we wanted to make sure that the health units could continue vaccinating insured kids, especially because almost 14% of insured children in North Dakota go to local public health units. North Dakota has a very strong registry with high participation, and so we wanted to make sure that the health units didn't have to enter into a billing system and enter into the registry. So when we were creating a billing system, we wanted to try and use the registry as much as possible. And so we created a billing system on the registry. Only the health units are able to use the billing system, and 24 of the 28 health units decided to bill insurance, and then 4 just decided to be VSD only. And the reason why it kind of worked in North Dakota is our registry was created and is maintained still today by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. And Blue Cross does have probably, at the health units, it has about 78.4% of the insured population, but overall in the state, it's over 80% of the insured population. So how the billing system works is when a health unit enters a dose for an insured client, there's a page for them to enter the insurance claim and the information for insurance. And then each week, those claims are kind of collected and sent to Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. If the client is a Blue Cross kid, Blue Cross reimburses the health unit on a weekly basis. The health unit just automatically gets a check with a list of the clients and the charges. And just so you know, they're billing for admin and the cost of vaccine. The health units purchase private vaccine and bill insurance for both. If it's a non-Blue Cross client, then we're using a third-party biller, which is the University of North Dakota. And so those claims then are transferred electronically to the University of North Dakota to bill out to non-Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance. And so this is just kind of a graphical description of what I just said. The nice thing about our system is we wanted to hold the health units harmless. So the University of North Dakota reimburses the health units for all of their costs before they even bill insurance, or if there's a member liable portion before they bill the client. The only thing UND does is they do keep $2 of each administration fee to pay for their costs associated with billing insurance and billing the clients and things like postage and phone calls and stuff like that. So this is just a screenshot of part of our registry where we enter doses. As you can see, it has the provider information, the dose date, the lot number, which we track private vaccine separate from VFC vaccine. And then we also screen for VFC eligibility for every dose. So all providers, including the health units, have to enter whether the child is VFC eligible. And in this case, the child was not eligible. And so then for the health units, this insurance screen then comes up so they can bill insurance. And so this is where they enter information from the insurance card. The health units do scan all the kids' insurance cards and save them on their computers. So if for some reason they entered something incorrectly or they need to go back and look at the insurance card, they always have a scanned copy of the insurance card, which is kind of a little tip that you may want to consider. The nice thing about the registry is when they log vaccines into their inventory, they can associate a cost with each vaccine. So then that automatically gets populated in the vaccine fee field, so they don't have to each time enter an amount or a cost for the vaccine. The other nice thing is for most billing systems, you have to know CPT codes and that type of thing. This is all, the CPT codes and everything are coded in the background, so the health units just have to put in the vaccine type. They don't have to know CPT codes because we coded that for them in the background, and so that gets coded and then sent to the insurance company. Also, this information is saved, so when the client comes back another time to be vaccinated at a health unit, this information is already populated and they don't have to re-enter any of the information. They just have to make changes if there was any change in the insurance. And it does allow for primary and secondary insurance to be entered into our system. So as far as results from billing, this is the 2009 results. The health units billed insurance for a little over $1.8 million in vaccines and administration fees. And they received reimbursement for about 93% of what they billed. And of that, 91.3% of the reimbursement was from Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. I do want to say that Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota did implement first dollar coverage for all vaccines and administration fees prior to the Affordable Care Act, and so that's why we've had such good cooperation and reimbursement from them. And then the health units then received reimbursement for a little over $1.6 million, and then the $69,000 there is the $2 that are withheld from every admin fee that went to UND. So the health units aren't recouping all of their costs that they're billing for. They're recouping about 90% in 2009. And a lot of that is due to them not being a PAR provider with non-Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance companies, which I'll talk about a little later. There's also some things that aren't covered by insurance, or some of their charges were above the allowed amount for insurance, so insurance doesn't necessarily always cover the cost for the vaccines. And then, again, this is the 2010 results for the local public health units billing insurance. Again, it was a little, it was close to $2 million, and they received reimbursement for a little over 92%, most of that being from Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. And so overall, they received reimbursement after the $2 admin fee is withheld for $1.75 million. And so we did have a contractor come in, a separate third-party contractor, to kind of do a mini evaluation of our billing system. And so they looked at the costs at each health unit, or at two health units, one large and one rural and small, for giving vaccines and billing. And this is kind of what came out of the evaluation. The large health unit estimated that their total cost for administering vaccines was $227,000. As you can see, some of that is purchasing private vaccines, entering in the registry, billing. They reported a lot for having to manage separate inventories of vaccine. Excuse me. They received reimbursement for a little over $274,000, so they made almost $50,000 in 2009. The small health unit, however, they reported their cost as being a little over $56,000, and they reported having a loss of a little over $27,000 because they only received reimbursement for under $29,000. So we do need to do a further evaluation and look at this as a state as a whole, but right now it looks like for small health units, billing and recouping your costs is a little different than for a large health unit. And a lot of that might have to do with how much vaccine they have to purchase and have on hand, but they don't actually give as many doses. Just to talk about member liables, as I said, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota has been a wonderful partner and implemented first dollar coverage. And so only 1% of Blue Cross's claims had any member liable amount in 2009 and in 2010. However, for non-Blue Cross insurance or commercial payers, in 2009, they only reimbursed the health units for 76.4% of what the health units billed was not covered by commercial payers other than Blue Cross Blue Shield. And in 2010, almost 62% was not covered. So when they billed, the insurance company did not reimburse them, and then UND ended up having to bill the patient for those costs. And a lot of that is due to PAR agreements, which I'll talk about on the next couple of slides here. PAR agreements, or participating agreements, are an agreement that the provider signs with a healthcare provider. And that's so the healthcare provider can be considered an in-network provider and be reimbursed by the insurance company. And so all the health units, because Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota has so much insurance in North Dakota, did sign a PAR agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And that requires that the health units have to bill every single Blue Cross Blue Shield patient that comes into their clinic. They can't bill them out of pocket or anything like that. They have to bill insurance for their clients. For other insurance companies, we kind of wanted to collect more data, and so a lot of the health units haven't signed PAR agreements with other insurance companies. But the problem with that is a lot of times you don't find out until after you bill insurance that the health unit was out of network. And the insurance company won't reimburse the health unit at all, and that doesn't make the child BFC eligible, because if the child would have gone to their private provider, the immunizations would have been reimbursed. So the parents don't really like being charged because they were out of network at a health unit. It's not very fun getting that phone call after the fact. But that's the main point, that they're not BFC eligible, so you can't just transfer BFC vaccine. You have to charge the parent for the cost of the vaccine. The other thing is, it's hard to have just like a blanket statement that all health units in North Dakota need to sign agreements with these companies. It's easy for Blue Cross Blue Shield, but the health units in 2009 and 2010 billed 116 different insurance companies, and it varied by each area of the state what insurance companies were in each county. And so it's really important that the health units look at who the employers are in their area and which insurance companies are in their area, and that will determine the need for PAR agreements. But unfortunately, to get this data, a lot of times you have to bill, and then you find out after the fact, maybe I should have had a PAR agreement with that person. The other thing I wanted to mention was third-party billing. We went with UND just because we already had an established relationship with them. And it has been pretty good, and it's been working. For a while, we had trouble getting data out of them. But so far, in 2010, they were paid almost $57,000 for processing a little over 28,000 claims, but they only billed for $215,000 worth in vaccine. And so it is rather costly, and so we are looking into other options for third-party billing to determine if this is the best option or if there might be another option out there for health units. And then also, as of January 1st, 2011, five local public health units have started using their own internal billing systems. Some of them already had billing systems for family planning, such as ALERS. One's using SAGE, one is using CHAMPS. And so they're trying, so they don't have to pay UND $2 of every admin fee, they're starting to use their own billing system, and a couple others are going to start doing the same in the near future. And so I guess to go over the main lessons learned in North Dakota, number one, and probably the biggest one, is insurance is really complicated. It's not black and white. You can't say kids are covered or they're not covered. Maybe in the future with the Affordable Care Act we'll be able to say that. But right now it's really complicated, and it varies in each area of the state. PAR agreements can be a good thing, but they can also be a bad thing. If you don't have a PAR agreement with insurance company, most likely you're going to be considered an out-of-network provider and the vaccines aren't going to be covered. But if you do sign a PAR agreement, you're always required to bill that insurance company. So that means when you're going into schools and doing school clinics, when you're doing mass H1N1 clinics, when you're doing any type of emergency response, and sometimes it's kind of a hassle to collect all that insurance information. It's just easier to give the dose and charge, you know, $15 for the admin fee. And so that's something that you have to remember. Also, all PAR agreements require a legal review, and so that's also pretty time consuming and expensive for health units. Which I'm sure I don't need to tell all of you this, but it's difficult to determine who's underinsured. A lot of times the health units didn't find out if a child was VFC eligible because they were underinsured. And in North Dakota, we delegated authority to all of our providers to vaccinate underinsured kids with VFC vaccines. So it's kind of different in North Dakota. But a lot of times the health units would bill insurance and then find out it wasn't covered. And then it's really complicated to do transfers and make that a VSC dose, and you have to transfer it in the registry and in your inventory and cancel the billing. And so it is kind of time consuming, but it's something important to do to make sure that child gets their entitled dose of vaccine. Also, there's a lot of cash flow issues at smaller health units. In North Dakota, we were lucky enough to have state funding to start this off so the health units could purchase private vaccine and bill for it, just to kind of get them started. I don't know that we would have been able to do this without that. And also, our state has appropriated funding for losses due to immunizations through billing. And so if any of the health units have losses from billing insurance, they can bill the state, and the state will reimburse them for those losses. But I don't know how much longer that's going to last. We really have to try and figure out a way to do this without having any losses. And then also, as I said, third-party billing can be expensive, and so we are looking at another option for third-party billing. And a lot of it may depend on how many doses you're actually billing for to determine whether or not you need a third-party biller or not. Billing is really time-consuming. There's a lot of staffing required at the health units for billing. We had to hire a full-time billing coordinator at the state health department to kind of coordinate all of this and look at reports to make sure everything was running smoothly. We actually still have monthly conference calls with all of our stakeholders to talk about billing. And for the first 2 years, we had weekly conference calls with stakeholders. And so it has been really time consuming to do billing. But I don't want to sound like it's not worth it. The health units are able to keep vaccinating insured children, and that's the number one reason why we're billing, is because North Dakota is a rural state. For a lot of kids, the health units are the medical home for those kids, and so the main reason why we're billing is because we want to maintain our immunization rates, but we do need to do a further cost analysis and find a way to make sure that what our costs are and what our revenue is, and that we can make this sustainable somehow on its own. And then also our federal 317 vaccine previously used to be used for insured children, and now we've been able to start special projects such as HPV vaccine for uninsured and underinsured adults, We supply other vaccines for uninsured adults, high-risk hepatitis program, that sort of thing. So that's been really good also. And then these are just some people that have really been working on billing quite a bit, and so I just wanted to acknowledge